Welcome here to Wellness with Whiting here on Dan Tortora Broadcast Media's WakeUpCallDT.com and as well as the Wake Up Call DT app you can get from the Google Play Store as well as for your Apple products, iPad, iPod, and iPhone. You can also find us on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast, which will include Wellness with Whiting, a new show that will be brought to you exclusively here on WakeUpCallDT.com and all of its counterparts to give you a look inside from the perspective of someone who is not only a chiropractor, but someone who knows the community, cares about the community, and is highly connected to sports and knows a lot about the human body and what you need to put in it, food you need to have, the exercises you need to do, and the overall wellness that you need to have to do what you need to do in your life, no matter if you're an athlete, if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, if you're a flight attendant, pilot, or a broadcaster, somebody who has already gone out and helped us on the field in flag football, someone who knows exactly what they're doing, and somebody who is going to be a big name in this community and outside of it, I believe, too, as well. So it's an honor and a privilege to have Tim Whiting, Dr. Tim Whiting, with me from Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center to do the show Wellness with Whiting. And this being the intro show, we're going to get to learn about Tim, who he is, what he stands for, and what makes him so special here. So, Tim, first and foremost, thanks for being a part of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media and doing something special.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity that you're giving me here. It's been a big thing of mine to get out in the community and teach people the proper ways to live and get out of pain and get out of the medical mindset we've kind of been put into and hopefully make people feel a little better. So I appreciate taking the time.
And first and foremost, we'll start with why you chose to do what you're doing. What made you want to be a part of wellness for people? What made you care about the well-being of everybody and you know, to be a chiropractor, but also overall to want to help people? What made you want to do this?
Yeah, so from the time I was younger, I remember just being in awe with everything. When I go to the doctor's office, when I would, you know, see things on TV, I was always just fascinated with the medical world. I was always asking questions to my doctor, you know, what's this? What is that for? Why are you doing this? And it just grew from there. Every time I had an opportunity to ask questions and learn more things, it was just something that interested me. So I, all the way through high school, focused on my sciences, went to Lemoyne College and studied pre-health there and started shadowing a bunch of people and getting out there and seeing what was out there. And I shadowed physical therapists, medical doctors, orthopedists, and got into some chiropractic and really just fell in love with it. I thought the hands-on aspect really drew me to it, as well as the health and wellness style and you know, getting away from the traditional, our traditional mindset of medicine. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it led to where I was. Graduated from New York Chiropractic College this past winter and started up in Syracuse and getting going.
What does it mean to be a chiropractor as far as what you define it as being? What is a chiropractor in your definition, your personal way that you look at it?
Yeah, you know, you actually look at the name itself. You know, first of all, it's a doctor of chiropractic. So what's a doctor mean? You know, the old meaning of doctor is a teacher. And the meaning of chiropractor comes from chiro, which is hand. So it means to be done by hand. So you kind of put those together and we are a hands-on approach to natural health care, whether it's pain relief, whether it's making you feel better, move better, live better. You know, it's a hands-on. That's what you'll get from us. And then, you know, a big part of it is being a teacher, teaching people the proper ways to live, how to be healthy, you know, how to take care of your body through exercise, through nutrition, through natural supplementation, and alternative forms of medicine like chiropractic care, like acupuncture, massage, you know, things to take care of yourself and be well. So you really just take those two terms, put them together, and that's it. That is what it means to be a natural form of healthcare.
What draws you, we kind of talked about it a little bit, but what draws you into helping people, the aspect of not just being a chiropractor, but to help individuals? I mean, people find it in different ways. You have, like what you said, a hands-on approach where you're literally looking at the wellness, but there's people that will, you know, do a job as a flight attendant because they like helping people to have fun and be calm in the air. There's somebody like me broadcasting who wants to connect with people anywhere, everywhere, at any time to show that there is positivity and that they could share their message with me outside of wins and losses. So when you look at helping people in the way that you do, what made you want to do it this way?
Yeah. So I think everyone has a knack to help people, you know, whether it's, you know, opening a door for somebody and just seeing the gratefulness on their face that you held a door for them, or helping somebody up when they fall down. I've always been that kind of guy, whether it was the way I was raised by my parents or whatnot, but I had a lot of respect, a lot of manners for people. And that kind of drew me towards helping people in general and how else can I do it. And with chiropractic, I can do that, and I can see instant gratification from somebody coming in that can't walk, that can't move, can't get up from a chair, and you being able to, you know, provide that to them, where you, things you take for granted, like if you couldn't sit in your car for 10 minutes without pain, and then you leave my office and you can sit now for an hour, you know, to most people it doesn't seem like a big deal, but when you can't do it, that's a huge deal. So it's the little things you see in people, and like I said, the instant gratification that they get out of it, the feeling that they have when they leave the office, that they're already feeling better, you know, it really, really makes you feel good as a doctor, and it makes you happy that you can help somebody that quickly.
I'm going to take a step aside here. Wellness with Whiting, Dr. Tim Whiting of Stirp Chiropractic and Wellness Center here in Central New York. And, of course, myself, Dan Tortora, will be back here after you hear a special message from Dr. Tim Whiting.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Stirp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Stirp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs. Hi, this is Dr. Tim Whiting with your tip of the week. Today we're talking why fad diets don't work. Many people try to lose weight with one of the fad diets out there, often seeing the results crumble after a few weeks of stopping and the pounds coming right back. The reality is that there's no quick fix. Weight loss and weight control requires a lifestyle change. Making better choices, controlling portion sizes, and exercising regularly are a must. Weight loss is not easy for many, but taking the time to do it right will ultimately result in a healthier you. For more tips and info, look for my link on wakeupcalldt.com.
Welcome back here to Wellness with Whiting, exclusively found on wakeupcalldt.com, the Wake Up Call DT app, and Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, the free podcast on iTunes. Very happy to be here doing something different, something unique, something that you're going to hear throughout the weeks and the months and the years, hopeful of sitting here next to Dr. Tim Whiting. And, you know, to go from here, we've talked about a lot of different things, but to kind of go off a little bit, you're a young guy, you know, just coming out of school. I'm sitting here in this moment, 29 years old, and you're 26, I believe. So, you know, being 29 and 26, you have a vision, and it's a big vision of helping a lot of people, of growing and getting to a point where you can really create something special and continue it and sustain that. Same thing that I'm looking to do. So why this community? When you look at sustaining something special, why Central New York?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's my hometown. I grew up in Weedsport, just west of Syracuse, you know, so I was always a big Syracuse fan, you know, for the city, for the sports, for the atmosphere. And when I went to school at Lemoyne, which was located in Syracuse over by DeWitt, I liked the area even more, got to spend more time in it. And when it came time to decide where I wanted to practice, you know, business-wise, Syracuse is a little bit bigger of an area, so yeah, I can get more patients, but to me it's reaching more people. I can help more people in a closer circle than if I went to a small town. So I can reach people, you know, right around the corner and with the access that they have. So I like staying local. I like things to be local. I'm going to help my hometown, my home area where my roots are, instead of moving out of state when we got a lot that can be done here, I guess.
When you look at, you know, like you said, your hometown, wanting to help people here in an area that you care so much about. Last winter, you know, speaking here in 2015, the last winter that we endured was literally half a year. It was 6 months. There was snow in and out of 6 months. Being a chiropractor in the snowbelt region, Do you find that there is enhanced opportunity for you in Central New York because it's so cold outside, because those aches and pains get worse in the winter? I mean, how do you kind of look at that?
Yeah, no, I can see that for sure. You see a lot of injuries, unfortunately, from snow removal, some snow blowing, shoveling, what have you. Aches and pains, people don't like the winter. People get depressed a lot during the winter. They don't see sunshine. The cold temperatures get people down. So you have an opportunity there as a doctor to cheer people up, make them feel better, you know, get them out of their funk and get some interaction. Sometimes you're the only interaction some of these older people have. They come in, they don't have anybody. They like coming to the chiropractor. They like seeing you. You know, they like talking. You may be the only person they talk to all week. So, you know, that's just one small aspect of it. But, you know, it has its ups and downs. It's good for business, but at the same time, you know, when it was horrible outside, we had 4 feet of snow and it was negative 20 out, we had 30% cancellations on some of those days because nobody wants to move. So yeah, you take the hits and misses there, but I like the seasons. I don't think I could go someplace where it was warm or hot constantly. I do really like the seasons. Yeah, winters can always be shorter, so I'm hoping for a milder one this year, for sure.
When you look at this community, how have they kind of taken you in? Because Michael Stirp of Stirp Chiropractic and Wellness Center, he's been around for a while. I went to him when I was a kid. So how has the community kind of taken you in, as you know, you're in your mid-20s and you're here under somebody that they've gone to for a while or they've known in the community for a while? How is that dynamic?
Yeah, so I mean, it's great having him there as a mentor to me and as a guy who's been around for a while and has done this for a while, and he knows a lot of people. Back a couple months ago, he had to go out for shoulder surgery, and I had the opportunity to cover his practice. And you know, I would say 90% of the patients had no issue with me just out of school covering for him. He trusted me, so they instantly trusted me, and it helped me build a connection with them. And now they're out talking about me, talking about us as the practice. So that was great to have that opportunity of somebody trusting in the area instead of trying to compete with somebody. You know, you'll get your few here and there. They're like, "Oh, you're fresh out of school. What do you know?" But I've got patients of his that stayed with me because I did something different, because I'm fresh out of school. I've learned things that he hasn't learned, and maybe he doesn't do anymore. So we have that dynamic where we bounce off the old school versus new school, and we do things differently, and we get better results combined together. So it is nice, you know, with him being in the community, having been in the community for almost 30 years now, you know, we've got that going for us. And then me coming in and growing this practice together, we're really seeing some good results.
When you look at, like you said, that you're the new school, he's the old school. When you bring that together at Stirp Chiropractic and Wellness Center, how strong does it make what you're doing there that there's two perspectives? Because sometimes somebody's going to go to a chiropractor, they're going to that person or else. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that individual, that male, that female, but that's it. Having both of you being able to bounce things off of each other, how different is that, and how exciting is that in this community to know that if he can't figure it out, maybe you can, or vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's great to have that. I mean, being fresh out of school, you don't know everything. Yeah, you got some new things in your head, and you're maybe a little bit more fresh as book smarts go, but when you get stumped and you can't figure something out, having somebody with 30 years experience that you can turn to and be like, "Listen, I've done what I can. This is what I found. You want to take a look and see what you find differently." So it's a learning opportunity for me, but you know, it can be a learning opportunity for him. He focuses a lot more on the joints and the alignment, and I do a little bit more integration with the muscles and stuff. So when people come in, I address the muscles, do a little bit more what we call soft tissue work, muscle work on them, and he'll send his patients right over. I mean, we work side by side. He'll say, "Hey, can you take a look at them and look at their shoulder and see what's up?" Or like, he'll adjust some people, and then I'll work on their shoulder or their knee or hip or IT band, what have you. Because he just doesn't do that kind of stuff. He's not as comfortable with it. He doesn't maybe has as much time to do that. So it's been great bouncing it back off each other. I mean, there's nothing like having, you know, two minds connecting and working together, because you're going to get the best results. I mean, wherever you go, if you can have complete different aspects that can come together and give you a better understanding of what's going on, you know, why not take advantage of that? So it really has worked out for us.
When you're working together with Michael Stirp, how is the back and forth, you know, as far as going over things and trying to figure out things together. How open has he been to you after doing this for so long? And then the second part of it is, how did he choose you?
Yeah, so he's been very open. He has never obviously tried to hide anything from me. He's always trying to help me learn things, whether it's treatment-wise, whether it's diagnostic-wise, viewing images, or different types of adjustments that I may not have learned. Because we both went to different chiropractic colleges, so we each learned a little bit different techniques as well. So he's always been open to help me, and I show him some things every once in a while, too, and he's been open. He's never shut me down or closed me off for anything like that. But also the business aspect of it, you know, you come out of school and you have no idea. He's been doing it for so long, him and his wife, thank God for them, otherwise I'd be way over my head. So they helped me a lot with that, you know, learning the guidelines, learning insurance, learning, you know, billing and coding and all that kind of things that you don't get much of in school. So it is really nice having that. I could have done it, but it would have been a lot more frustrating. How we met, one of my professors, when I was at chiropractic college, he works in Syracuse, and he knew I wanted to come to this area, so he suggested I start going to some of the local district meetings. So there's New York State Chiropractic Association, and they have different districts, so one usually per big city. So this is the Syracuse district, and he told me to start going as a student to these, and I did. Dr. Mike was president of that chapter, and so my contact was first through him. Met him at these meetings, spoke with him, you know, went to a couple meetings and shadowed him in his office, followed him around, and he happened to have some extra space in the office and thought, hey, might be a good time to expand a little bit, you know, have an opportunity for a business to grow together, make him a little bit more money, treat more people, you know, and thank God he was kindness of his heart to give a young guy a chance and coming out of school and, you know, with all this debt and everything, give him a chance to get going and not, you know, not crumble like you see a lot of times when you're trying to open a business. So he's been great as far as that goes.
That coming from Dr. Tim Whiting here in Central New York. Wellness with Whiting will continue here with Dr. Tim Whiting and myself, Dan Tortora, exclusively on WakeUpCallDT.com, the Wake Up Call DT app, and the iTunes free podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast on iTunes. When we come back, we'll talk about Dr. Tim Whiting's passion for Syracuse sports, as well as being a young kid coming out of school. A lot of people listening in either are a young kid coming out of school, or you have a young kid coming out of school, etc. Grandparent of one, boyfriend, girlfriend of one. So when it comes down to that, having an opportunity in the world that we live in today, we'll talk about the importance of that and what that's meant to Dr. Tim Whiting when we come back here on Wellness with Whiting, your exclusive show on WakeUpCallDT.com and all of its counterparts.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs. Hi, this is Dr. Tim Whiting with your tip of the week. Today we're talking why fad diets don't work. Many people have tried to lose weight with one of the fad diets out there, often seeing the results crumble after a few weeks of stopping and the pounds coming right back. The reality is that there's no quick fix. Weight loss and weight control requires a lifestyle change. Making better choices, controlling portion sizes, and exercising regularly are a must. Weight loss is not easy for many, but taking the time to do it right will ultimately result in a healthier you. For more tips and info, look for my link on WakeUpCallDT.com.
Welcome back here to Wellness with Whiting. Dr. Tim Whiting here with me of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Of course, myself, Dan Tortora, here with you on wakeupcalldt.com for this exclusive show, as well as the Google Play Store app, Wake Up Call DT. And you can get it on your iPod, your iPad, your iPhone, all Apple products by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/MLBILE. You can also find us on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast there, and Wellness with Whiting. This is the intro show, the first ever show making history, because anybody can do a commercial, talk a little bit about a chiropractor, talk a little bit about a doctor, somebody who's trying to help you, but very few, if any, doing a show that we're going to have consistently trying to help you out, as well as talk about injuries, talk about players, talk about teams that we love and we care for in Central New York and beyond. Which brings me to your passion for Syracuse sports, Tim. What makes you so excited, so passionate, so into the orange and blue?
Again, growing up local, I think, was the big one. I loved sitting down with my dad and watching the SU games. Basketball has always been our go-to, you know, going to games, watching them on TV. You know, Cardiac Cues pretty much sums it up, our life of on the edge of our seats towards the end of a game and screaming at the TV and whatnot. So you get involved, you get passionate towards them. You know, I just grew up with it around me, and, you know, seeing some of the greats come out of there with Carmelo Anthony, watching that championship with McNamara and McNabb and Marvin Harrison back in when I was young, you know. But my dad's seen, I mean, history since in the players he'll talk to me about, you know. I think seeing his passion towards it has really gotten me hooked on it, and I just never turned back. And then, you know, going to Lemoyne, being by it, being able to go to their games, get on campus and stuff, and, you know, love Coach Boeheim, and I've always wanted to be a part of their athletics. I mean, I've always wanted to be a part working with athletes in general, but, you know, really SU, Lemoyne now as my alma mater, kind of getting in there and hopefully getting to work with some of these athletes soon, helping them out and making them that much better.
And one team that you got to work with a little bit is the semi-pro football team, the Syracuse Strong, and working on different things with them. What are some of the techniques or some of the things you've been working on with that team as these football players, like any football player, need to make sure that they're properly stretching and taking care of their injuries?
Yeah, so that was where I started, was making sure that they had the proper warm-ups and stretching routines. You'll see a lot of the older stuff that you've learned, you've done through high school, and even some college sports now are outdated. And, you know, through school and through, you know, self-learning, looking up through the CSCS course that I've started taking and stuff, you learn the best approaches, best practices for stretching and warm-up. So I made sure that we were doing the right things right off the bat, keeping them loose, keeping them mobile. And then that's where chiropractic comes in as well. I can figure out what's tight on people, what's not moving like it should be, and addressing that, you know, with adjustments, with stretching, with soft tissue work, you know, whatever I need or whatever I see that they may need. Do they need more support in the area? Do they need more stability in the area? And getting them to people that could help as well. You know, I'm not a one-man show by any means. I can do what I can, but, you know, part of the biggest thing about being a doctor is being humble and knowing when to step off, back off, and send them to the right people, which I think a lot of doctors get away from. You know, they think that they can do everything, and I don't want to be like that. I really do think that there's a place for everybody. I don't have anything wrong with an orthopedist or the physical therapist, a massage therapist, an athletic trainer. Everyone has their place and can work well together, and you see that in professional sports, and that's why they're professionals, and that's their job, and that's what they do, and that's why they're some of the best athletes in the world, because they have all those working parts and stuff, which is what I want to get involved with. You know, with the Strong, it is just chiropractic, and I'd have taken them through those warm-up routines, worked on a couple of them with mainly back problems, some knee issues, some shoulder issues, things like that. And so it was a place to get my foot in the door and help out this new team that's getting going and start my career in the sports realm and help them out at the same time.
Not only with that, but with the Wake Up Call Flag Football League and its inaugural season, you had an opportunity to come out there and help us do some stretches. Actually had an injury on the field that you were able to assist with and let one of my players, actually my wide receiver, know what was going on with him and if it was serious and what he needed to do, and was very helpful to him. So go into some of your experience there and kind of what you did with us.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just being aware, being using what you've learned, your anatomy and physiology and your diagnostic skills that take an assessment of the situation, what happened, how it happened, you know, look at it, see what happened. For this, it happened to be in the foot or ankle injury. He thought he rolled his ankle, you know, upon further inspection he didn't, he kind of just got it stepped on, and so you know, most people think he'd roll it and tell him to stay off it, but having the experience and the knowledge in it, I kind of gave him some tips on what to do, what not to do, and so anything like that. It's really just being aware. That's where athletic trainers come in handy, you know, your team doctors, you know, the ones that specialize more in that stuff. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they've been to school for a little bit more even, and so I'd love to bounce ideas off them as well. But, you know, it's just being aware and using what I've learned through school. Really,
I want to go into something that you were talking to us about in our stretches and things that we were doing. Is people seem to be in this world that we live in, America, outside of being a pill popping country, where there's a constant statement that that's what you need, that's how you get better, that you can't do it with physical therapy and with your body. I'm one of those people where I was given a choice. I could take cortisone shots, I could take pills, I could do this, that, and the other thing that did not involve any physical therapy, or I could go the physical therapy route. I injured my knee, my patellar tendon, you know, certain areas around my, you know, my quad area and whatnot. I chose to do physical therapy. I wanted to get my body better. I didn't want to go through surgery if I didn't have to. I didn't want to pop any pills or have certain shots that were just going to numb it for a little while. Discuss the importance of what you think is best to do, because I'm sitting here today and yeah, I have some moments where it feels a little bit weak or whatnot, but I can walk. I've been playing football for 7 straight weeks. I mean, I felt like going the route of telling my body we're going to get better together was better than just giving it a pill.
Yeah, and that's the route I think that we need to go back to. We've become part of the society where I want it fast, I want it now kind of thing, with everything instantly at our fingertips. And that's how they get with healthcare. Everyone thinks, like, I want something to fix me now. What can I do? So give me a shot, give me a pill, let's do surgery because I'm going to be fixed. You know, in the long run, is that the best route? Usually not. You know, you see a lot of times people going under unnecessary surgeries or taking pills that they don't need to. And unfortunately, some of the bad epidemics that we have out there with pills, and unfortunately this heroin epidemic that we're going on, a lot of it's due to overuse and overprescription of pain medications, and that's something I want to get away from, get the city away from. You don't want to be seen, you don't want to be in the national spotlight for having heroin addicts in your town, you know, and that's just one small aspect of it. But, you know, again, it comes down to proper diagnosis and assessment of what happened. If you can go natural first, then go natural first is my thing. You know, if you need a pill to take away inflammation or to help you with pain to get through something, I'm not against. I'm not this anti-medicine type guy by any means. I think there's a time and a place for it. And sometimes there's a time and a place for surgery and for injections as well. But, you know, I think start with the more conservative routes. Whether it be a chiropractor, it doesn't have to be me. It can be physical therapy. It can be massage or acupuncture. I've had great results with all of those things. But start there. Start with the least invasive and work your way up. You know, if I can fix you by doing some soft tissue work and adjusting a joint, rather than you having to have a 4-inch long needle stuck into your shoulder, then, you know, I would take that up front first. And a lot of those other things also cover up the problem. They don't get to the problem. If you have a torn tendon or torn ligament and they're injecting you to make it feel better, and you go out and you do something with it because you think it feels better, you're just causing a lot more damage, a lot more harm to the area, and possibly messing it up further down the road. So a lot of those things I don't like, they're used too fast and too often because they do cover up maybe a more serious thing that needed time to rest and time to heal. So that's another aspect of why I like going natural first.
Before we take our next step aside here on Wellness with Whiting on WakeUpCallDT.com, WakeUpCallDT app, and WakeUpCall with Dan Tortora on iTunes free podcast, you had made the statement that Dr. Michael Sterp took a chance, you know, gave you an opportunity, said he was going to reach out to you. He has been doing great things in the community. He decided to branch out, to open up, and say, you know what, I'll take you in out of school. When I came out of school, it was really hard to find a job. As the years go on, it seems to get more and more difficult. I created my job, my company, out of thin air. You know, when you want something, you go after it. Mm-hmm. So you and I being of that generation of creating and trying to find ways to do something, to have somebody reach out to you that has been in the community and say, you know what, Tim, I'm going to give you an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Just discuss the importance of that and who Michael Stirp is to you as an individual, that a lot of us in our generation are looking for those jobs, and sometimes they're scarce, but one was there for you to fight for, and the opportunity was there for you to take.
Yeah, I mean, you see it a lot with kids coming out. I don't know how many kids I graduated undergrad with that did the time, did the right thing, got a four-year degree, and they turn around for a job in their field, and there's nothing. There's kids that are serving tables now when they have a four-year degree. It's just like it blows my mind that, you know, that there is this disconnect. And, you know, a lot of it can be, I don't say blamed on the school, but unfortunately now it's like further and further education, which means further and further debt. You got to get a master's, you got to get a doctorate, you got to do this to move in the world and do stuff. And you come out with a lot of debt, and it's tough on kids these days. I don't know how many friends I have. We're all frustrated with it. One of the biggest things I can say to anybody is, you know, bust your butt. Maybe get some scholarships to help take off from that financially. But you start at a community college if you don't know what you want to do. I mean, I didn't, and I don't regret going to Lemoyne at all. I loved this, you know, it was a great school. But if I could have saved myself some money at the first year, maybe, if I didn't know what I wanted to do, you know, do that. Don't be ashamed of it. And then transfer to someplace where you want to go and finish up. And then when you get into school, you know, everyone wants to have a party and be fun, and yeah, do that. But, you know, go out and shadow like I did. You know, find out what you like, what you don't like. There's nothing worse than getting out in the field and realizing that you're going to hate your job for the rest of your life because this is not something that you thought it was. So get out there and go to things in the community. You know, be interactive, because a lot of it's selling you. A lot of it is them buying your personality. So these job interviews, you know, you can be qualified on paper all you want, but if you're not, you know, a good person, a loyal person, and can talk with people, you know, you spend all your time on a cell phone and no one can have a conversation anymore. That's a big thing I've noticed. So, you know, on your part, do all that stuff. But then, I mean, on the aspect of Dr. Stirp kind of taking me in and other people I've seen helping out and taking people in, I mean, it's like a godsend. It really is. He's just very gracious. You know, he's doing something right for the community, doing something right for his professions. So it can happen any place, whether it's being a lawyer, an accountant, a teacher. Like, you know, when you get older, I suggest that you take somebody under your wing, kind of pay it forward kind of thing. So it is hugely important. If you want your profession to be successful and go on and people respect you, then keep it going. Teach those kids, teach the younger people how to do things and how to be better. Because you don't want your profession to be made a mockery of, you know. So pay it forward and help out whenever you can.
That coming from Dr. Tim Whiting, Wellness with Whiting, is here with you on WakeUpCallDT.com, the free WakeUpCallDT app from the Google Play Store and for all Apple products by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That's WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. And iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, the name of the show, is the name of the free podcast. We'll take a step aside here, and we'll come back with some exciting things that Tim and I will be working on in this community that will be very meaningful to the people in the community and the fans that love those people. It's coming up next.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Stirp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Stirp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs. Hi, this is Dr. Tim Whiting with your tip of the week. Today we're talking why fad diets don't work. Many people have tried to lose weight with one of the fad diets out there. often seeing the results crumble after a few weeks of stopping and the pounds coming right back. The reality is that there's no quick fix. Weight loss and weight control requires a lifestyle change. Making better choices, controlling portion sizes, and exercising regularly are a must. Weight loss is not easy for many, but taking the time to do it right will ultimately result in a healthier you. For more tips and info, look for my link on wakeupcalldt.com.
Welcome back here to Wellness with Whiting, the first ever episode, the inaugural episode, making history here as we have the opportunity. We'll be doing the show all over the place, but right now we're sitting on a golf course, got a nice breeze. We're looking out at Central New York the way that it should be. This is it's a beauty here. You're around a bunch of golfers who, if there are 140 golfers, and 140 of them should be calling you after today.
I hope so.
So, as we continue on here with Wellness with Whiting, that you're hearing on wakeupcalldt.com, the free Wake Up Call DT app, and Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, the name of the show, is the name of the free podcast on iTunes. Wellness with Whiting, continuing on with why you're doing this, what matters to you. There's some interesting things we're going to be doing, some excitement we have in our partnership. But before we get to that, overall, what are your goals with what you're setting out to do? What are some of those things on the daily and that you're working toward?
Yeah, so I mean, as a chiropractor, one of my biggest goals, I think, is keeping people well. And well is, you know, defined to each person differently, what it means to you. But to me, it means feeling well, being well, thinking well. So whether, you know, get people out of pain, it's usually one of the biggest things we have. You know, you shouldn't live in pain. There's no reason for it. Something's going on if you're in pain. Whether it be helping you with diet, you know, you're feeling sluggish, you're feeling tired, you've got weight troubles, you've got things going on with thyroid, whatever have you. You know, helping them naturally with things like that. You know, so again, it's really all about health and wellness with me, figuring out what's going on and how to fix it in the most natural way that we can. With diet, exercise, nutrition, and chiropractic care.
Looking at why we are working together, I'll take it second. I'll put you on the hot seat first. What made you decide from us meeting and us talking that you and I working together would be good for what you're trying to do?
I mean, anytime you can get on with anybody that has access to a lot of people in the community from a business aspect, that's great for you. So, you know, with you having a radio show, whether it be radio, TV, whatever, you know, you being on a radio show, having access, especially to the people I want to work with, the athletic community and their families, you know, that was a huge draw for me, and that's, I think, what, you know, made us. It was through the Syracuse Strong football team that we actually met, so again, a sports connection we had there. You know, but then after meeting and sitting and talking with you, and you're really why I jumped on board more than my aspect of like, oh, it's good business. You really convinced me of what you believe, how you act, how you treat people. We have a lot of that in common. You know, you treat people with respect, you know, trusting, you know, not going behind anyone's back kind of thing. And that really stuck out to me, and I like that. I like your ambition, like the way you do business and the handle things. So, you know, a lot of it was your personality that drew me towards it and made me want to be a part of this and grow, you know, hopefully together. We're both kind of getting going, and I think we can help each other out, and that's the best way to do it. You can help as you both grow and get bigger.
And I think, and my perspective of it, to look at it from the sense of, you know, I like seeing people that are entrepreneurs that are going after it, that are trying to attain their dreams, that are working to attain their dreams, that aren't going to take no for an answer. And in meeting with you and seeing that you're willing to do anything, I see a lot of myself in you, in the fact that you're a young guy who's not looking at youth as a disadvantage, not looking at the fact that, you know, this is the first opportunity out of college as a disadvantage, not looking at the state of the economy or the world that we live in right now for young people as a disadvantage. Everything that you stand for and that you go for, when I look at you, I see somebody who makes me feel good about chasing what I'm chasing and going after what I'm going after, because you care about this city, which I love this city. I am always, you know, I'm born and raised in Syracuse. I love the people here. I love the community here. I love what they mean here. You know, yeah, there's your fanatics and your crazy people, but I love them too, because they make life interesting. And, you know, and we'll give psych wards money someday, which will be phenomenal. But all jokes aside, you know, I see a drive in you and I see a passion in you, and you never looked at me and said, you know, he's out doing this on his own and trying to make a name for himself, and you never saw that as a disadvantage. So when I looked at you in the same respect, I don't see what you're doing as a disadvantage, and I love the fact that we're going to make history together. I love the fact that everything that we do from here on out is going to be together and give us an opportunity to do some special things. And, you know, I respect the person that you are, and I respect the way that you are, even from our meeting and miscommunication, that you drove all around to meet with me and to sit with me, and you could have made every excuse in the book. You could have gotten mad. It could have, you know, it was confusing. But at the end of the day, you went out of your way multiple times just to sit down with me once. And I think anybody that shows you this unbelievable amount of respect is somebody you got to hold on to and take with you through battle. So I think that's a big part. And in going through that battle, we're collaborating on a lot of different things. And I'll pass it over to you on some of those things that we're excited about doing.
Mm-hmm. So again, really about all about the wellness is what we're going for. So I want to offer people an opportunity to listen in the show and get these health and wellness tips. You know, each week we're going to try to put out a couple new tips on diet, nutrition, injuries, rehab, you know, whatever the fan base wants. I mean, I want to open it up as a dialogue and get responses back from people and figure out what people want to hear about. What do you want to know about? And I'll briefly touch on them on some of the shows on commercials and things. And I always, my contact information is always going to be available. You know, phone number, email, reach out. You know, and I want to help people as much as I can. You know, and do as much as I can for the community. But yeah, again, coming back to injury reports, I'm getting involved with the sports community, kind of like looking into when maybe an SU player injures himself, or one of your favorite players in the NFL coming up injures themselves. Like, what does that injury mean? You know, what is it going to mean for that person coming up through the season? You know, is it detrimental? How long is recovery? You know, try to give you guys some a little bit more insight there, if I can, by you know, by any means. And then, you know, spread the word about natural health care. Again, you know, obviously chiropractic, as that's what I do, but with other natural forms of acupuncture, massage, physical therapy, rehab, you know, really getting out there and doing it yourself and standing up for yourself and your health, because in the end, you know, you're responsible for your own health, and I want to be there to help you figure it out and move forward and be healthy and live a long, happy life.
That coming from Dr. Tim Whiting. And before we finish up here with the inaugural episode of Wellness with Whiting, share with everybody those big things, the phone number, the email, Twitter, ways to get in touch with you.
Yeah, so office, I work with Dr. Michael Stirp again. It's at Stirp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. That's 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Our number there is 315-472-7128. If something happens and you really need to get a hold of me, you know, you try to use it for emergencies only. My cell phone's 315-224-8411. And best way is usually email. And that's twhiting, W-H-I-T-I-N-G, 44@gmail.com. And you'll find Stirp Chiropractic on Facebook, myself on Facebook. I just opened a Twitter account. That's Dr. Whiting 44. You can find me on there, and I'm trying to put out some health and wellness tips there as well.
And, of course, having the number 44, which shows you all in Syracuse how much he truly cares about you. So, happy to have the number 44 back.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, people take it as a sign of disrespect, and I don't. I think it'll be kind of cool, and people are getting hyped up about it. So, we'll see what it brings.
Absolutely, and we'll see everything that will bring to you from this partnership, Wellness with Whiting, exclusively here through Dan Tortora Broadcast Media on wakeupcalldt.com. Go to the team page and just scroll right down to Dr. Tim Whiting, and you will find information on wakeupcalldt.com that nobody else will have. Try to stump Dr. Tim Whiting. You can go and see some of those quizzes that we have out there. If you can get all of them right, few questions that we put out there. So go on there now to the team page, scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting, take that quiz, three questions, see what you can do, see how many you get right. And at the end of it all, you learn something. and you may be surprised on some of the stuff that's on there. And the health tips will always be on the right side of the page. You'll get health tips on dehydration, ankle injuries, ACL injuries, as well as why fad diets don't work, and so much more as they come up. So you can always get in touch with Dr. Tim Whiting. Always hear from him 24/7 on wakeupcalldt.com. You can hear the show on wakeupcalldt.com, the Wellness with Whiting show that you can also get on the free app, Wake Up Call DT, and through iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast. So plenty of ways to get in touch with you. You'll be out in the community with me. Come out and bring that briefcase that turns into a giant table. And, you know, we got some workout at Cam's Pizzeria as well. So many different things that Tim will be doing. And I'm very happy to have somebody here that will have the wellness side of it to bring that aspect to sports. Everything that you do is directly connected to my listeners, and it's connected to their lives. And the biggest thing that I want to do and you want to do is help people, and we'll be doing that together. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I just want to give a quick shout-out to the Syracuse Strong football team that I'm working with. It's a great opportunity, you guys, to get out there for an inexpensive night to come out and see something. They got a home game at Nottingham High School this Saturday at 7 o'clock. Come check them out. They're doing great. I'll be working on them before the games, you know, trying to help them out. And come out and support them. It'll be a good time. You'll see me there on the sidelines with them, hopefully.
All right, Dr. Tim Whiting, Wellness with Whiting, for Dr. Tim Whiting and myself, Dan Tortora. Have a phenomenal rest of your day or night whenever you're listening, because it is timeless, there when you need it. And we'll talk to you very soon.